Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
With Sky, Colin Firth stars in new true crime drama, The Staircase. Exclusively on Sky.
I love it. I love that intro music because it reminds me that it's Friday and the weekend is here and we can sit down and watch whatever we want to watch.
Yeah, but what about when it's Monday?
Oh,
do you think it's Friday then?
I'm usually too depressed to even listen to you. Wouldn't be arsed, you know what I mean? What are we watching?
So The Late Late Show has Mark from Westlife and Lenny Abrahamson. I always have a problem with his name.
I know.
I feel like he just stuck "son" on the end of it.
There's too many syllables and there's one too many. Yeah. Abrahamsonson. Lenny Abrahamsonson.
But we love his work.
Yeah.
He's
of course the man.
Is on to talk about the Conversation with Friends, which is Sally Rooney's sequel to Normal People.
A lot of hype about
this. I don't know if it's a sequel, but it's her follow-on.
It was her follow-on book, not related to
not
the characters.
Related. No.
No, but no. They reckon it's going to be a massive TV series. And of course, Lenny Abrahamson did Normal People and lended his cinematic genius to that.
Yeah, and that was a massive success. I loved that. There's a documentary that I think is very fitting for us and the recent visit we had. Cobain, Montage of Heck, is on Friday Sky Documentaries at 9. It's obviously all about Kurt Cobain and his life and his career and his tragic death and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, we had his guitar famously in studio here. Yeah. Dave played Smells Like Teen Spirit on it.
Like, it just blew his mind.
Yeah.
He couldn't believe his luck.
10 million quid's worth of a guitar. It's not often you get to play that.
Do you know what I don't understand? I saw on the because I was working from home that day and I saw in the pictures that Dave got to play it. But when you held it or Emer held it, you had to wear the gloves. Why is that?
Well, Dave had the swagger of a guitar player. He just looked at me and Emer went, no.
Dave doesn't look like he has oily hands.
He speaks strong arms. He looked at me and went, he obviously just made his first communion. He won't be able to lift this. So
you better wear the gloves.
The gloves before you break it.
So that's on Friday at 9 on Sky Documentaries. Now, this documentary that everyone's talking about on Netflix at the minute, I haven't watched it yet and I can't wait to watch it over the weekend. It's called Our Father. It's up there since Wednesday. And it's about a fertility doctor called Donald Klein, who in the 80s, I think the 70s and 80s, before DNA testing and all that kind of stuff was really big. Couples went to him to try and look for help to conceive and to have a baby or whatever.
Mm.
But he was replacing all of the dad's sperms with his own. So now he has confirmed 94 children, but could be way more because they don't know. They can't find any trace of all of the people. So it's just as the mammies emerge and go, hang on, we used him as a fertility doctor back in the 80s.
Well, more of them will come out now after this.
I think so, after the documentary,
Was he replacing sperm that wasn't working, or was he...
I don't know that he tried the other sperm.
He just decided, I'll be the dad.
I'll take it from here. Yeah. And like, they've contacted him and everything, and they've tried to, you know...
Horrendous.
Yeah, they've tried to challenge him on things and everything, and he just wants nothing to do with any of it. He stopped practicing in like 2009. So that's
Surely
a massive
not,
gap.
Is it legal?
I wouldn't imagine so.
You can't just say I want
without consent.
To...
Yeah. No, you can't. Insane. It's one of the most insane stories I've ever heard. I can't wait to watch this documentary.
Where can we see it?
Netflix. Went up on Netflix on Wednesday.
Okay.
So it's like 90 minutes. It's a movie length documentary. So that's definitely worth a watch over the weekend. And then there's a series for you, Dermot, that I think you'll really like. It's called Greatness Code. And it's on Apple TV from today, the 13th.
Mm.
It won an Emmy Award for its first season. So this is the second season. And it's an unscripted sports series. There's 6 episodes. And every episode is about a different athlete and why they're so brilliant. So Marcus Rashford is one of them in this series. They'll have a Super Bowl champion. They'll have a professional street skateboarder, which is kind of cool. And they have the first African-American driver to win a race in NASCAR's Premier Series since 1963. They have a gold medal Olympic winner, a World Cup champion, alpine ski racer. Like, they've loads. So if you're into that kind of...
the best of the best, I'm wondering what makes them the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
So each episode is someone different on their story and how they got to the top.
Cool.
So that's on Apple TV. It's called Greatness Code. It's up there from today. And then my movie I'm going to tell you about is on Netflix from today. It's called Senior Year, and it's Rebel Wilson, who I think is hilarious. So she falls off. She's a cheerleader in high school, and she falls off the top of a pyramid into a 20-year coma, and she wakes up as a 37-year-old woman, but is ready to go back to high school to regain her, you know, head cheerleader status. So I love Rebel Wilson and anything. I think she's very funny. So that's on Netflix from today. Mm. It's called Senior Year.
Did you tell us who was on the Late Late?
Yeah, Mark from Westlife.
Oh, yeah.
Lenny Abraham.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I missed the Mark from Westlife bit. Yeah. He's always good. Will he be singing?
Don't think so. Oh. Maybe I'm wrong. Didn't say he was singing.
It's kind of his thing.
Yeah.
He won't be singing now. He'll be making a cup of tea. All right. Okay. We'll watch that. So we'll set it to record. Thanks, Maz.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.